Actually, I have one other thing I wanted to mention specifically about the lit review and sources, and that is being very careful to how are you getting to these sources. Library databases, for example, please start there. Go through university presses, not just self-published works. And actually, this is getting more and more difficult. There's a librarian who created Beale's List of Predatory Journals, where there are hundreds of publishers who are not doing peer-reviewed work, but they make their journals things that sound scientific. This is primarily in the sciences, but it's across fields, where they pretend to be academic. And they actually sometimes have real faculty as advisory board members. I don't know why people are going to do that. But these are not peer-reviewed, and I find that it's becoming increasingly difficult. If you're using, for example, web search engines, you may well come up with predatory journal entries, and the format will hide and mask the fact that it's not actually peer-reviewed work at all. So certainly be very careful. If it's not a well-known journal in your field, for example, or research that's been presented to you through format like journals that you've looked at in classes you've had and such, I would give extra scrutiny if you aren't finding it specifically through library databases you have.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's Beale's List, B-E-A-L-S. You can Google that, and you'll be able to, is it Beale's List, right? That's the name, yeah, Beale's List.
Yeah, although it's actually, they just, last year he was sued by some of these predatory companies, and so now another open source group has started publishing the list to protect him personally. But the list is a valid list of concerns. Publishers in specific journals you should look at twice at least before using anything that they are publishing.
Yeah. It you know, in the last 20 years, this has really become an issue where students are going, you know, especially to online sources, and just because it says something that relates to their field or it's a great quote, without any real second thought, they're inserting that into a document like a thesis or even a dissertation, and then come to find out that information wasn't true, or it was taken from somewhere else and published. The internet, while it's a great tool, it simply doesn't always have the checks and balances that print usually does. It costs a lot of money to print that book, right? And so to print that book, there's usually a lot more kind of back-end stuff going on to make sure that that book is grounded in solid research. With the internet, you all have research, or you all have space on the SIUE website. You could put up a document tomorrow that says Chad Verbeas is the greatest instructor you've ever heard of at SIU, and I would highly encourage you to do that. But then the next day, you could say he's a complete idiot and knows nothing. Changes vastly over just a couple minutes. I often use an example with my students. I'll go onto Wikipedia for the city of Edwardsville, and I will, on the Edwardsville website, not the SIUE website, but on the Edwardsville Wikipedia page, I'll put something very outlandish about myself. And it's usually up there for 24, maybe 36 hours tops before someone goes in and deletes it. But within that 24 hours, someone could easily go on there and cite that information. The point is that it's not credible. It's not always reliable, the stuff that you find online. Not always the case, but there is a greater degree of lack of checks, lack of balances, lack of validity sometimes with the online sources.
Yeah, let me just say, just because it's published in a predatory journal doesn't mean that there aren't genuine researchers presenting what they have at the moment. It's that they didn't go through a review process. So it's anybody just saying, okay, I'm smart, I've read about this, I wrote some things, here are a couple of. That is not how the academic review process works. And by the way, if you find that it has publication turnarounds of 3 days, go ahead and assume that they're going to probably ask you for money at some point. Mm-hmm. And it's not peer reviewed. No reviewer is going to look in 3 days at an article and say, yes, publish it. A review process is with journals in most fields can take years before it's published. And it often goes through a revise and resubmit stage. So even if you're really smart, established faculty may well find that their articles told, well, no, we accept it with revisions.